Welcome to the fifth quality of becoming an intentional creator, finding joy in the journey. Again, we have posed the question, what creates or threatens joy at this deep personal experience we call living in the here and now? Let's experience the effects of recognition and remuneration, what we get paid, on our experiencing joy in the journey. We are passionate about what we do. We are excited about our vision and how each millimeter of creation brings us one step closer to our dreams. We encounter challenges, but we embrace them knowing that they are either attempts by some outside force to impede growth, or they are opportunities in disguise that will provide the very answers to facilitate growth. The more we grow, the more success we can handle. We are grateful for what we have and are focused on creating the most with what we've been given. Then something happens. In our efforts to persist until we succeed, our thoughts turn to recognition or remuneration, what we get paid. We begin to think about how hard we're working and start to notice that others may not fully appreciate the value of our service and sacrifices. We may even believe that we are not being paid fairly, or we are simply not making enough money. We begin to think about money and making more money. It begins to occupy our creative time instead of investing this time in one of the five constructive ways to create a vision that ignites passion and drives our focus, discipline, effort, and action. We begin to obsessively focus on what we do not have. This obsessive desire for money distracts from the very creation of it. Both the manifestation of inspired ideas and impressions and solutions to problems and the actions needed to create an intangible reality. We can engage in fantasy about a time when we will have it, or catastrophize in search of reasons why we have been robbed of it. The same is true of recognition. When completing tasks, we may think about doing things in such a way that others notice and recognize our contributions. We could spend valuable creation time thinking about how we can communicate our growing frustration. We may even include in our language subtle or not so subtle hints about our dissatisfaction, how hard we are working, or the value of our contribution. And worst of all, we will be too preoccupied to step into the world of others and listen and take down walls of resistance. We'll be more inclined to impatiently throw up on people's walls and live in frustration when they don't take action as quickly as we want. This is not a discussion about how much we deserve. It is about shifting our focus from passion-driven action during creation time to a need for recognition or remuneration. The result is almost always compromises in quality, missed opportunity, and diminished joy in our journey. To compound the suffering, we quickly create unrealistic expectations, and our selfish energy and fractured efforts contribute to the inevitable disappointments that surely will follow. We create self-fulfilling prophecy. That which we wanted most continues to evade us. In extreme cases, we can come to the conclusion that our work, what we do, whether at home or office, is not doing us any good and is of no value to others. And we see this frequently with those who have chosen the noble calling of staying home and nurturing small children. Oh, it is imperative that we be sensitive to the sacrifices made in this very full-time profession. I remember a client exclaiming, "What does she do all day? I leave and it's a mess. I come home and it's still a mess. Nothing gets done all day. The laundry's piling up. The dishes are piling up. It can't be that hard to take care of two small children." In this particular situation, he felt as if he were working harder than his wife and contributing more to the family, and she needed to step up and do her part. In his passive-aggressive way of getting recognized for his hard work, he was minimizing and marginalizing her contribution. My recommendation to him was to take off a week, send his wife to a spa for rest and relaxation while he stay home and care for the children. Should be a piece of cake, I said. In the end, it wasn't for a week, but it was for an entire day. He was cured of his complaining. She was intrinsically validated. You know, these sabotaging thoughts rob us of joy. As Og writes, the prizes of life are at the end of each journey, not near the beginning. And the greatest prize of life is joy. If we are constantly looking at the next task and asking, what can I create? How can I create that? How will that serve? We can experience sparks of passion as our active partner manifests ideas, impressions, and solutions to problems. As we focus on the millimeters of creation, and we know why we are there, we can experience joy at the end of each victory, each pivotal moment well executed. This is difficult to accomplish if and when our thoughts are obsessively focused on getting recognized, being appreciated, and getting adequately paid. Now, being recognized and receiving proper remuneration for our work is important. It is even more important that we discipline our thought processes to focus on the task at hand once we engage in doing. Joy cannot come out of distraction. Joy comes from accomplishment when contrasted with focus, discipline, effort, and action that was required to create that accomplishment. Take a look at your assessment. On the right side, your internal world, find the sixth characteristic of an intentional creator. It's called persistent. What color is the bar? Teal is balanced. If it is green, you may have occasionally entertained some of these sabotaging thought processes we've discussed. If orange or red, these thoughts are more likely to be frequent and somewhat pronounced. These are just sabotaging thought processes. So step back with me and look at this characteristic. It is important that we are recognized and receive appropriate remuneration. But is it more important than valuing our ability, being self-directed, being grateful for our life, and certainly intrinsically valuing ourselves? However, and in truth, many look to this characteristic, recognition and remuneration, as validation of their personal worth. When they do, it is out of balance. Because when this happens, we're trying to find our value based on what we do, how well we do it, and the recognition and remuneration we receive for doing it. When this is not received, it can negatively impact our self-esteem. This can also cause a preoccupation, an obsession, of focusing on doing at the expense of being whole and complete and joyful. Let us commit to begin the day by first focusing on the scheduled tasks. Second, determining if these tasks are in fact the next millimeter in creating our dreams into tangible reality. Third, focus on what can be created, how it can be created, and how it will serve. And lastly, when we are in creation, let us commit to focus all of our energy on the tasks at hand and create excellence in all that we do. Og writes, I will concentrate my energy on the challenge of the moment, and my actions will help me forget all else. The problems of my home will be left in my home. That's including financial challenges. I will think not of my family when I'm in the marketplace, for this will cloud my thoughts. So too will the problems of the marketplace be left in the marketplace, and I will think not of my profession when I am in my home, for this will dampen my love. There is no room in the marketplace for my family, nor is there room in my home for the market. Each will I divorce from the other, and thus I will remain wedded to both. Separate must they remain, or my career will die, This is a paradox of the ages. The same is true of recognition and remuneration. Let us stay focused on the task at hand. Let the result evidence the value of our contribution. Ogg said it best when he wrote, "Never will I proclaim my accomplishments. Let the world, instead, approach me with praise, and may I have the wisdom to receive it in humility. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold."